These days, record stores are well stocked with albums that mix ethnic music into throbbing dance club favorites. Often, such records showcase pre-programmed drum machines, while traditional rhythms and instruments are relegated to supporting roles. Reviewer Banning Air says a new release from Mali's Issa Bagayogo transcends this genre and manages a very listenable fusion of African roots music and modern pop sounds. The CD is called Timbuktu.
Musicians from the West African nation of Mali have an impressive track record when it comes to pricking up American ears. Pop vocalists like Salif Keita and Habib Kwate, and soulful guitar players like Ali Farka Touré have all had real success here, proving over and over that Americans relate to Malian sounds. I've always thought that history provides the best explanation. After all, a lot of the musicians who created our blues, jazz, funk, and hip-hop trace their roots to West Africa. So it actually makes sense when the sound of Issa Bagayogo's small hunter's harp drops into a funky dance groove and the rhythm flows as naturally as a Motown arrangement. Timbuktu refines the roots pop concept Bagayogo established on his striking debut album, Sia. These records were made in a studio in Bamako, Mali, run by two Frenchmen. But don't get the wrong idea. This isn't the old story of Europeans trying to punch up traditional music in the hope of getting Paris radio play. Producers Philippe Berthier and Yves Vernart spent years convincing local artists to record their music naturally, without the rote keyboards and drum machines Malians have come to expect in their pop music. With Bagayogo, Berthier and Vernart have moved in a different direction, but their history with clean acoustic recordings lends these tracks a beautiful spaciousness. Bagayogo's music is closely related to the more established Malian pop genre called Wassalou music. Wassalou divas like Oumou Sangare and Nahawa Doumbia have won international audiences with their powerful voices and funky rural grooves. Bagayogo is an appealing enough singer, but voice-wise, he's Bob Dylan in a world of Whitney Houston's and Elton John's. His magic is in the way he urbanizes those rural grooves without cheapening them or stripping out their bluesy mystery. Issa Bagayogo has struck a magical balance between roots authenticity and 21st century hip, a balance that a lot of artists have been aiming for and missing. Bagayogo's clubbier tracks offer DJs an alternative that matches the energy their audiences expect. At the same time, the spirit of a nighttime celebration in a savanna village comes through in the mix. These tunes deliver not just the flavor, but the feeling of Africa.
Our reviewer is Banning Air. The performer is Issa Bagayogo, and his new CD is called Timbuktu. Musu yenge